Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour of the Annie Fry Show is sponsored by The Loading Dock. River views, outdoor dining, live music, and overnight accommodations. Visit GraftonLoadingDock.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, Sean, it's a big deal. You know, for so long, big tech has suppressed conservative voices. If you're pro-Second Amendment, if you're pro-life, if you're religious, if you're just a conservative, you have been in Facebook jail, you have been deplatformed, you have been demonetized. What we're trying to do is create a big tent, an open and free network for people to be able to communicate, to exercise your First Amendment rights. And so tonight, my father signed a definitive merger agreement to form what will ultimately be the Trump Media and Technology Group and Truth Social, a platform for everyone to express their feelings.
A platform for everyone to express their feelings. Truth Social is the new Trump social media platform.
Yep, that's what it sounds like.
What do you think? What's your first blush thought on a Trump social media outlet?
So, like, my initial thought is kind of a fear. It's that it will only be a Trump echo chamber, which I'm sure it'll start out like that. And if that's what it is, will it have a chance to break through that and grow into something more? Because I do think we need an alternative. But that's my initial concern. My other thought was, maybe if he does this, he will play kingmaker instead of running for president himself.
Hmm. Does it, you know, to your point of it being a Trump echo chamber, does Donald Trump affect any change or change any hearts? I could just stop there. No. does he affect any change on a platform that is fully Trumpian? Like, who that has an open mind, if there's any of those individuals left on Donald Trump, because most people have made up their mind at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to sign up for this social media? Like, who wants the next social media thing that they're connecting to? Who's looking for another thing to communicate on? Are people going to be sharing pictures of their, you know, kids in Halloween costumes and Christmas morning photos and stuff on Truth Social? Or is this, like you said, just a place to go talk about things that are yay Trump?
Well, I think that's what it's going to be initially. I don't know that. And that's, like I said, that was my concern. You know, if it starts out as that, how do you then break through to people who want to share pictures of their kids in Halloween costumes on it? So the people you're going to appeal to are the people who can't do that on other social media platforms. Well, the people who can't do that on other social media platforms can't do that for a reason, and they're going to be a certain kind of person that was probably kicked off for talking about something Trumpian or something like that. So you're still going to have that echo chamber. And what we need is a platform like what he's describing that's open for everybody, but you also have to have everybody on it. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. You can't, you cannot continue to segment people based on ideology, because then it is just us talking about how great we are.
Right. I think this has a tremendous opportunity. I think it's a, I think it's something that we need, but I just don't know if it's going to be able to accomplish what we need,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Listen to more from Donahue.
Big tech and all of those on the left for so long, Sean, have been saying, well, if you don't like the rules that we really enforce only one way on our platforms, go create your own. And so we did just that. So that's going to launch very soon. We're going to be in beta testing in the next few weeks. Full launch, first quarter of 22, it's going to be exciting, and we're looking to give a voice back to the American people.
Does Donald Jr. always sound like he's yelling?
He did that time. I mean,
did you pull the sound?
Mm-hmm.
Was he?
He was talking to Sean Hannity.
I mean,
was just a satellite feed.
Was there? There was no reason for him to be like.
No, there wasn't a helicopter behind him to yell over or anything like that.
Lord knows that Donald Trump loved to do press conferences under the helicopter.
Oh my gosh, that I don't know what the frequency is, but the frequency of the whine of the mm-hmm. turbine engines used to just pierce through my skull. I'd have to take my headphones off whenever I.
Tara on the Annie Fry YouTube channel said, "I pre-ordered Truth Social. Want to at least check it out for myself." I'll definitely check it out as well. I didn't pre-ordered.
I don't think
I wonder
he ordered.
If that's like signing up for beta.
Yeah. So he was talking about that. That's like a 4-minute clip that I pulled that out of. And mm-hmm. he actually talked about that a little bit later on. They're going to be doing beta testing later on in this month. And then the plan is to launch it first thing in 2022.
You know what I don't want? I like Getter. And we've had Jason Miller, who is an advisor to President Trump, Jason Miller put out a statement yesterday saying, you know, we worked really hard to try to partner with Donald Trump to become a Getter user, because Lord knows that would be a christening of sorts mm-hmm. of that platform. I really like the platform Getter because it feels exactly like Twitter. I get it. I log on. I'm there. So many different prominent people who have been on Twitter and who communicate on Twitter are also on Getter. So mm-hmm. it's like feels very familiar. Mm-hmm. What I don't want is another Twitter, Getter, Parler, all of these things that, it's the same idea. It's the same concept. It's just by different people. And basically there's Twitter and there's not Twitter.
Right.
So I don't need a new non-Twitter Twitter.
Right.
Because I'm not going to keep up with all of these things. I can't. I can't possibly do it. And like you said, if it becomes an echo chamber, like what hasn't been done yet in social media, or how do you integrate different things that maybe something that you get from a YouTube or a Rumble or you know, a Facebook, which were people mentioning on the YouTube channel right now that Facebook's supposedly being rebranded next week. What did they say? It was like The Verge or something like that?
I don't know.
Why are we rebranding Facebook? Why? I don't want to. Oh, I digress.
I think that maybe Zuckerberg's having an existential crisis.
That's just what we need. That's just what we need, is to gather around and make Mark Zuckerberg feel okay about himself.
Yeah.
I swear he isn't. Yeah. Just trying so hard to be nice.
Careful.
I know. I'm going to say this out loud. Sorry, Dad. He's probably listening right now and bracing himself. So if you know, you know, but the initials AF,
mm-hmm.
like if you type something out on Twitter, for instance, since we're talking mm-hmm. about Twitter, if you said, "I'm hungry AF, what's for lunch?" The AF does not in fact stand for Annie Fry. It stands for something else. But it's a commonly used acronym, right?
They use it a lot on the socials.
They use it a lot on the socials, says the old man running the radio show.
It's an old man. I don't use it.
Right.
But.
Because you're better than that, which is what my dad implied, that I was better than that. Because we talked about doing, we're talking about, we've been talking about this and talking about this, a different line, a line of different t-shirts. And it was suggested to me that I should do like patriotic AF.
But with the Annie Fry logo.
Annie Fry. The AF of, from Annie Fry.
Illinois AF.
Yes. My parents judged me so hard. I ran it by them. I mean, I should have decided, because I'm a grown woman. I have kids of my own. I should have made a decision for myself and just stuck with it. Maybe just never told them. But they judged me hard. So now I don't think I'm going to do it. I don't know. Are you disappointed? You're a pastor. You kind of have like equal weight.
Yeah, I mean, I am, but I like things like, I don't know, like.
It's a play.
Right. I like play on words, double entendres, stuff like that. They're in the Bible. I don't know if you know that or not, but there are all sorts of word plays in the Bible. And you go,
AF is in the Bible?
Not that particular one, but there are other ones. And you're like, oh.
I see. Yeah. I just thought this is, you know, there are a lot of things that you people are suggesting on the chat, the YouTube chat right now, different things that it could mean. I don't mean the filthy language. I mean Annie Fry, obviously. And then my parents, they don't even say anything. They just kind of lower their head and look at me with an eyebrow raise like, we're not stupid, Annie. And that's the same thing that they did to me when I was in high school. When they also weren't as stupid as I needed them to be. It's catchy.
It's branding.
Well, that's the problem. The insinuation is, Annie, that's not your brand. And they're right. That's why I'm frustrated by it. It's like, I like the idea because it's there and it's clever. And it's a little wink, wink. But it's not my brand, so I'm not going to do it.
But we do definitely need some Annie Fry Show swag. I've thought about that for a long time. Hats, mugs, shirts.
I have to get a sponsor. That's the problem. I have to get a sponsor. Anybody want to sponsor some t-shirts?
I was gonna say, there's people listening right now.
Yeah, if you want to, DM the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. Put your logo on a t-shirt or something. Unless it's AF. Then maybe we won't. Maybe we'll have standards there. We're going to talk to Tyrus here in a minute. We're going to take a break in just a second here. But did you hear what Condoleezza Rice said about race?
The whole issue of critical race theory and what is and is not being taught. I come out of an academic institution, and this is something that academics debate. What is the role of race and so forth? And let me be very clear. I grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go to a movie theater or to a restaurant with my parents. I went to segregated schools till we moved to Denver. Mm-hmm. My parents never thought I was going to grow up in a world without prejudice, but they also told me that's somebody else's problem, not yours. You're going to overcome it, and you are going to be anything you want to be. And that's the message that I think we ought to be sending to kids.
I wish we would have left the applause, because there's like, I'm making this up. Maybe let's say there's 150 people in the studio audience. Mm-hmm. Like 30 of them really wanted to cheer.
Yeah, you could hear them pull back a little
bit. Yeah, and they're like, oh, that sounded really inspiring, but I don't know what to do right now.
What's Whoopi doing?
Yeah.
What's Joy doing?
Yeah.
Should we listen to them?
Like, Condoleezza Rice has the ability and the authority to talk about race issues. As she said, she was raised in the segregated South. She knows what actual discrimination, what actual racism looks like as a societal norm. And she's made something of herself in the midst of it because her parents said, forget about that. Be who you want to be. And 30 out of 150 people were like, yay, yay, yay. Shh. Golf clap. Well, she said something else in that segment. I'm going to play it for you when we come back because we're going to talk to Tyrus about this. Tyrus is a dad. He's got kiddos, and he's raising those children in the same crazy world that we are raising our children and our grandchildren in. And, you know, when it comes to critical race theory, when it comes to educating our children about what took place in the past and how to acknowledge and remember and be respectful of where we have come since then, CRT really wants to turn that on its head. Do you know that it's the point of critical race theory to not improve upon the civil rights movement, it's to replace the civil rights movement. Do you know this? The civil rights movement was not a positive thing in CRT's eyes because they say that the civil rights movement created a colorblind society. And if you are not seeing color, then you're being racist. I'll make us a map. on the break, and I'll try to point you in the right direction. And then Tyrus is going to Hulk smash that map and give it to us straight, as he is apt to do when we come back. Stick around. Tyrus, host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, also Fox News contributor, will join us, and we'll talk a little CRT. And of course, we're still playing baseball. His Red Sox are still in it. Still in it.
Hanging on.
Tanner Houck, who is the Collinsville, Illinois boy, man, he's 25 years old, who is a member of the relief, the bullpen for the Red Sox, still in it, and we're still cheering him on. So we'll talk a little baseball with him when we come back. But CRT, we'll see how we merge those two things together. Stick around, Tyrus, in just a minute.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong.
One of the worries that I have about the way that we're talking about race is that it either seems so big that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness. But in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white. So somehow this is a conversation that has gone in the wrong direction.
Condoleezza Rice there saying something that should be so obvious and not controversial. Like, why are we saying things like this in 2021 and getting articles written and headlines where Condoleezza Rice says white kids shouldn't have to feel guilty for being white? This is news. It is news. This is news today. It goes flies in the face of what CRT.
Bold and brave.
Yeah, it is, apparently. Let's talk to Tyrus about it.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, your Red Sox are still in the mix, and we're talking about CRT and Condoleezza Rice. What a mixture, right?
Yeah. Who would think that saying something that's just common sense would elicit the fact that we had to break it down? That's troublesome. But, you know, at the same time, I kind of have a different take I think we've gotten to the point where this whole grouping of people, like everyone attends the same church, or everyone attends the same household to have discussions on. I mean, it just basically, if you want to have empower kids with confidence, it starts with the parenting. It starts with their parents. It starts with who's in their community, you know, their teachers and stuff. There's not a magic statement for black kids, white kids. You know, it's, we're seeing a lot of the grouping because we live in a very interesting time where people can create dramas that really ain't there. And if you make it bigger than what it is by saying people and all this and all that and absolutisms, there's no fixing it because that's not really the issue. The issue, we live in a capitalist society, so it's all about individual achievement and everyone's experience is different. And recently I read something where, you know, there's all the outrage over Dave Chappelle's making jokes. Love the stand-up, by the way, but the whole thing was everyone was talking about all these issues and like it's not white people have no right to tell black people about their experience with racism. And I laugh at that because it's about what goes on. We're in a point in our history where it's individual achievement. You could be a white kid who grew up in a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood or black neighborhood and was picked on every day for the difference in the color of his skin and was marginalized. And he probably went through some form of racism or whatever for being different. Unfortunately, that does happen in our neighborhoods. And opposed to a kid of color who grew up in a mixed neighborhood and everyone was successful and he never experienced anything like that. So again, it's all about individuals and what they're going through and to try to cheapen it by making it all one way or the other, because the one beautiful thing about America, it's about the individual. So everyone's color is secondary opposed to their life experiences. And I don't understand how hard is that to articulate or say.
I completely agree.
We don't live in groupings anymore.
Yeah, that's the progress. Fox News contributor Tyrus with us right now. Are we overcomplicating this for our kids? Is it even about the kids? Is this about
It's
some
not
sort
about
of...
the kids. It's about talking points. It's about fake. It's about victimism and virtue signaling. Like I said, I've said it on the record several times. There's never been a better time in this country to be a civil rights leader or social justice warrior, because there is no opposition. And the opposition that you create, you control. You know, it's very convenient to blame it on white people for all your problems when they have their own problems. They have their own poor neighborhoods. They have their own family issues. They have their own opiate crisis. They have their own son or daughter dealing with some other issues. Everyone has problems and issues in this country, and we've gotten to the point where I feel confident saying no one's is no more worse than others. But when we group it and try to make it into something bigger, because when it's bland, it's harder to solve, and you can control it, and you can make money for it, and you can get people to give you, you know, big checks and politicians to all influences and all this stuff over, because there's no actual address to help people.
Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of touched on it where I feel like it goes. It isn't about the kids. Isn't this an industry? Isn't this business?
Oh, yeah. It's big business, because now they're going to – and they blackmail businesses. They go up to them and be like, are you going to donate to our cause? Because if you don't, it means you're against us. So then we'll protest outside your building. So, yeah, they'll cut them a check or whatever. And, of course, you know, only 3% of it actually goes to the cause. The rest, of course, administration fees and – you know, their own fee, because you can't do good work without getting paid. I mean, come on.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, it's absolutely, it's big business. It's a good way to marginalize individual achievement in this country. We have there's a real mission to try to make us a ninth place country in terms of like everyone just gets something for participating. And, you know, that's just not what America is about. It hasn't been about. That's the beauty of capitalism. That's how you can go from an underdog to a top dog, because there is room for individual achievement. We're all going to have hurdles. We're all going to go through horrible things in life. That's part of the process. And, you know, having support when you do go through things is important. But blanket statements about how all black children in America go through one thing is asinine. It's like saying that every white person is born with a silver spoon in their mouth and they don't deal with racism or sexism. They could 100% be dealing it in their own household.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
So, you know, It's not a white or black or brown or yellow thing. It's a people thing. But you can't marginalize that. You can't throw everybody in a box when it's a people thing. It's a character thing. Bad people are going to do bad things, and they'll make up whatever excuse they want. If someone doesn't like me because he just doesn't want to like me, says I hate him because he's black. Well, there's his reason. There's his reason. You know, he doesn't need a reason, or I hate him because he talks a lot, or whatever the case may be. I don't like him because he's big. I don't trust big guys. You know, they're dangerous. Whatever. You can make a case about anything. Like anyone with a size 17 shoe is a freak. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can find a reason not to like someone, sure. You know?
Yeah, ignorant one at that, for sure.
Yeah, but the ignorance aren't in giant groups. We're not, whenever there is a protest or a small group that gets together for an extreme belief, it's the only thing, the coverage is bigger than the movement, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Fox News contributor Tyrus with us right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the ALCS here in a minute, but I want to talk about the NLCS. The Atlanta Braves are looking to solidify their entrance into the World Series. I'm going to read to you something that was written in July. The decision to move the All-Star game from Atlanta comes a little more than a week after the passage of SB 202, a Georgia law that President Joe Biden criticized earlier this week, saying it will restrict voting access for residents of the state. Commissioner Rob Manfred said in a statement that the decision to move the All-Star game was, quote, the best way to demonstrate our values as a sport, end quote, and was made after consultation with teams, former and current players, the MLB Players Association and the Players Alliance, among others. Is there a conflict? I mean, is it so obvious that if the Braves are to get into the World Series in the same year that they ripped the All-Star game and all of the commerce and business that goes along with it out of Atlanta to put it in Denver, can they be consistent with their values, as Manfred says, and keep the World Series there?
No, because once you pick sides, you picked a side, and now you're back in a corner. If you don't move it, then it was just a bunch of political jargon in the first place. No one actually read the laws, the so-called voter restriction laws. So, no, they absolutely, if you go by that way of thinking. But here's the thing, and this is why you struggle with this so much, and I struggle with this. You're applying common sense, integrity, and standing your ground, opposed to they'll just say whatever and they'll take the Twitter wave for a few days, and then they're not going to not pull Atlanta from the World Series. They're going to tell you it's different. It's different. Mm-hmm. So, but they're not, and that's all. And if you continue to ask more, well, you obviously want division. So they'll turn around on you. That's what we're seeing a lot. And like I said, extremes on either side don't work. Extreme people on the right, that's not the way the American public thinks. And the extreme on the left, that's not the way the American public thinks. The difference is that I think Republicans do a pretty good job of kind of checking the extreme, whereas the left, we really can't tell the difference right now between what the progressive agenda is and what a moderate agenda is. And it just seems like we're doing this progressive welfare state, borderline communist kind of political approach to everything. I mean, just any American that sits well with, if you move $600 in your bank account, the IRS can track you and follow you down and go through all your things, I think, is a real problem.
Yeah.
That in itself should show exactly where the Democratic Party's at right now.
Let me give you an opportunity real quick to put a pitch out there for your Boston Red Sox. As I've mentioned before, Tanner Houck, Collinsville, Illinois boy from right across the river here, is in the bullpen for the Boston Red Sox. I've been watching and cheering for them, and I've never seen so much offense in a series, in a playoff series before.
Well, unfortunately, I have. In the Red Sox, we tend to score all our runs at once. Unfortunately,
clumps.
Not yet, but I'm sure, you know, never say never with some of the rule changes we've seen, where points don't get to carry over. So right now, technically, we beat up 37 to 31 right now. So we would have swept had points carried, runs carried over. But unfortunately, do not. I think we have, if this was a heavyweight punch, we threw all our big punches. And now I don't think we have anything in the bullpen and our starting pitching. We've had one guy get into the sixth, and I think Houston has settled down now, and they had a master pitching performance yesterday. So I don't see much of that change. But that's Red Sox, we've known fans have known we had no bullpen. Our starting pitching was, you know, we just got lucky. We had short series. You know, we had a, we only had to win three games with the Rays, and we only had to win one game with the Yankees. So we could, our pitching was kind of protected. Now we're in a seven game series, and now our pitching is being exploited.
Tyrus,
so
you've had the same level of encouragement the entire time. You've been.
I just don't
this high
believe in. I refuse, and I love the Red Sox, but I refuse. I do this with my kids. I refuse to blow smoke and say, "Oh, we got this." just ignorant talking. If we do, Houston's going to have to just not show up. You know, they're going to have a bad night. They have to make errors for us to be able to keep, because we just don't have the pitching. I would love to be wrong, but just realistic looking at the numbers and stuff, I think we gave our best shot. You know,
you're still in
it.
The last
score is kind of indicative of how the series is going to go.
All right, well, we're going
to 2. Thanks for showing up.
I'm still watching. We've got, as I said, Tanner Houck on the Red Sox. Jake Odorizzi is from right across the river as well, but he's on Houston, and it's just kind of hard to cheer for Houston right now. So,
yeah, fingers crossed. You know,
thanks, Tyrus. Great to speak with you again.
Always a pleasure.
Bye bye. He's the entire time that I've been talking to him, and I happen to know the Houck family personally. So I've had several people talk to me about Odorizzi. I'm like, I know that, and I didn't realize he was pitching for Houston until he was in that second inning where they gave up the second grand slam this past weekend. I was like, oh, I know. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I am very. Since I know the Houck family personally, it's just so different and cool to know somebody who's got a family member performing at that high of a level.
Do you know Neil Kotz? Does that name sound familiar?
Mm-mm.
Neil Kotz was a pitcher for the White Sox and the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from Lebanon, Illinois.
Okay.
And his wife works with my wife, or worked with my wife until she retired. So
it's just kind of it adds a different layer to it. And it, you know, for me, it's just, the Cardinals season was so weird and crazy. The expectations going into September certainly weren't that of a 17-game winning streak. So it's been easy for me to transfer my interest. And of course, I know a lot of you are like, Annie, you shouldn't be watching the MLB anyway. I support your decision not to watch the MLB. I think that's a great decision for you. I like baseball. I'm watching it.
Wait, yeah, but the way you're supporting it, too, you're rooting for the Braves. And
oh, my gosh. I can't wait. They play tonight, Brad. They play tonight. What's Major League Baseball going to do? They're going to hope nobody notices.
Oh, but you've noticed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You've already put them on blast.
Yeah, I've kind of got a little bit of a viral tweet going on right now about that. I wanted to rattle some cages and make sure that people act. If the Braves get into the World Series, I want the whole Let's Go Brandon country to become Braves fans.
Absolutely.
Not to mention the fact, it's not like I'm asking you to all of a sudden root for the Yankees.
Right.
Like, you can root for the Braves for sure over the cheating Houston Astros. Or, you know, I'm gonna pull for the Houck family and the Red Sox if they get there. I hope that they do. But come on.
Right. Well, and then, too, it's like Freddie Freeman and Ozzie Albies. They're a ton of fun to watch.
Yes.
And that team looks like they have fun when they play baseball, and that's a fun team to root for,
mm-hmm.
that you can have fun with.
Mm-hmm. All right. We need it to happen. It really, really needs to happen. Get on the Braves bandwagon with me, because we're going to just watch them squirm. You're a Braves fan, and I'm a Braves fan, and it only has to be for the rest of October. That's all it needs to be. And then you just go back to, you know, Cardinals or die. That's the way I would normally be. Let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show right around the corner. We got Ryan coming back in the studio in the 2 o'clock hour, and we'll have Trisha come in here, and Trisha and Brad can kind of tell Ryan how this morning went. We made a trip to Johnny Brock's dungeon, and oh my gosh, if you were in the market for a costume, if you need a last minute costume, you get to Johnny Brock's, tell him Annie Fry sent you, and get the coolest costume that you can find, because they have a ton of options there. We'll talk about our little shopping excursion this morning. Stick around, more Annie Fry Show, just a minute. Caroline.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
It's this really weird thing on our Facebook page. There are people who are labeled like super fans or top fans or whatever it is. They're showing up in different languages. Is this part of... Did someone say it's called The Verve? Is what they're going to change Facebook to?
Isn't The Verve the band?
I thought so.
No, it was the...
Bittersweet...
Verge?
Verge?
Yeah. The Verve did Bittersweet Symphony. And we did have a request
not
for that.
To be confused with the new Facebook.
Right. We did have a fan that requested that as bump music.
I play that from time to time. Facebook plans to change company name to focus on the metaverse. Do you have to change the name? Like, does the name have to change in order for you to... what does it mean to focus on the metaverse?
Right. This. See, remember what I said is like Zuckerberg's having a midlife crisis? This reeks of a billionaire's slow slide into insanity.
He is, I think, a month younger than me, which is weird to think that he could, that sometimes, you know, you and I are about the same age. We're in our late 30s. Do you have waves of feeling way older than you are, but also like, how can I have this kind of responsibility? I'm a child. Do you ever have that? No, just me?
No, it's funny that you said that because that they call that imposter syndrome, right?
No, I don't know.
I had that whenever I got this job. I was like, oh, this is a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, I don't think I can handle this. Yeah, they should give this to a grown-up.
They give this to a lawn guy for, right?
Is that in your mind what you're like, that's home. I start at lawn guy and then I go from there.
No, I start at youth minister. But still, that's another point where it's like, these people trusted me with their kids. What's wrong with them? But what was the original question?
Well, we were talking about Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. And I just said, like, there are times where I feel like I am a geriatric senior citizen.
Yes.
And I have since I was about 15 in some capacity. And then other times it's just like, I am 12.
In the summers on Wednesday morning, I feel geriatric because on Tuesday night, we play softball. And then in the morning, I wake up
and it hits you.
I drag myself into the shower so I can get some hot water so I can move again.
You have to pregame with ibuprofen. Everybody in their 30s learns that eventually.
Yeah, but see, ibuprofen's on the banned list for me. I can't have it.
Because of your heart situation?
Yeah, unfortunately, it raises your blood pressure, so I'm not supposed to have ibuprofen or the other one? Aleve.
We're talking about your heart situation like we know it, but they don't know it. Do you want to tell us?
Well, yeah, I can tell that story. I was 27 years old, and I woke up at 3 in the morning with some what I thought initially was I had to burp. You ever have a burp get stuck? Like you know, I was like, I'm going to have to burp. I'm a little gassy. And it was that, but then it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And it felt like there was something going to burst out of my chest from the inside. So
was it pain or was it pressure or both?
Yes. Okay. Well, it was pressure that turned into pain. So with so much pressure, it turned into pain. And then I noticed that my fingertips started tingling. And so like I went into the bedroom and I was like...
You were 27 years old.
Yeah. I was 27 years old and 330 pounds. So, you know... I went into the bedroom and the only thing I could say to my wife was, I need help. And she was like, awake. You know, it was like one of those, she's like, the way you said it, there was something serious going on. So we called the ambulance and I took an ambulance ride and they told me, because they can do an EKG in the ambulance on your way there. So the cardiologist on call can see it before you even get there. I had a heart attack. I had a really bad heart attack. I had 100% blockage in my circumferential vein. I might be artery. I might be saying that wrong.
Whatever you're saying, sure.
It's the one that goes around the top of your heart. It's not one of the ones that drop down along the ventricles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones they call the widowmaker. So anyway, the doctor went in. I have tortuous arteries there, which means that they're really kinked, and I can't really... they couldn't get the stent.
That's a genetic thing.
That's just like
the way God made you.
But there was blood flowing through them at some point, and then at some point the blood stopped flowing through it. So that was the blockage. So they couldn't get the stent in. Well, they're like, listen, you're young. You'll grow complementary arteries. It'll kind of grow in around it, and it'll, you know, you'll be all right with medication and that. They said, but you need to diet. You need to exercise. You need to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Deal, right? So when you have one of those life-changing events, that's super easy. So I lost 100 pounds, did diet and exercise.
How long did it take you to do that?
About a year and 2 months.
And how did you lose 100 pounds?
How did I lose 100 pounds? I stopped eating junk. So, like, I don't eat sausage or bacon or anything like that anymore. And I don't drink sugary drinks. I don't drink juices, any sort of drinkable calories outside of like the creamer you put in coffee. Like I got coffee today. You brought me a coffee, which thank you so much.
I was bribing you. We'll talk about that later.
It was one cream. So one little cream and a packet of Splenda is kind of what I put
and
in.
And Trisha's sweet cream.
Yeah, that was on there.
A little extra treat. Doesn't count.
Yeah, it happens one time. So you get those treats in time. So anyway, I ended up losing the weight. That blockage opened up and then I got a blood clot stuck in it. So I had a second heart attack. And so they went in, they put a stent in. Well, I keep doing the things that I was doing, keep doing it right. Mm-hmm. Well, last September, and I think I even DM'd you when this happened.
Yes, you did.
I having chest pains again one Sunday morning, and I went to the hospital, and they said, you're having a heart attack. So I've had three heart attacks, and this one is because the stent that was in there got calcified and scar tissue built up, and it blocked it off. So the original blockage that I had from the first heart attack, so all three heart attacks were due to the same spot. There was, praise the Lord, there was no extra damage. The only damage to my heart was from the very first one. So I look at these heart attacks as a blessing because...
You have a different lot on life.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you've been given that to see it as a blessing is, to me, it's almost like a superpower that you have now.
Well, here's the thing. I'm in much better shape now than I was before I had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. You know, now my sister's like, well, do you feel so much better since you lost the weight? And I was like, well, not really, because there are still some effects from having the heart attack. I feel the same as I did before, but I'm in much better shape. I feel way better. And then I look at life and each breath that I take, each thing that I do, each new thing that I venture out on is something that I understand that it's not guaranteed to me. And that's something that I want people to understand, that you're not guaranteed the next breath that you take. And so that should help you live your life in a way that's more grateful for what you have and what you do. And
so your first heart attack was at 28?
27
or 28. And then the second one?
That was 2 years, so 30.
And then your third one?
Was 37.
Just last year?
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. So every time, you know, Ryan brought in last Friday, he brought in these buzz buttons that like make your face feel numb or whatever. And the first thing that Brad says is, I need to look up the ingredients. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
I was all in on trying
them. Like, don't do anything. Like, you can't go down on this show. And we want to make sure that you're super, super, you know, taken care of and protected. But if you ever hear us in the future, what is that?
That's my Nitrostat. So if I ever
do,
pull
I need
this...
to know how to do that.
Nope, this is a spray. I'm supposed to take it if I'm feeling chest pains. So if I ever pull this out, we need to call an ambulance.
Good to know, man. I've known your story for a while, and we haven't really talked about it on air. So I'm glad that the listeners now understand, because you were blessed, and we're blessed to have you here for sure. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Trisha and Ryan are going to come in studio with us and talk a little bit about our adventure to Johnny Brock's this morning. And they have some decisions to make, and it is going to be mortifying to me. Assuming that you all go like the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and we get to 16,000 likes. We'll talk to you about that in just a minute. Don't go away.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.